These are men who have substantiated allegations of sexual abuse. They remain priests, but can't hold themselves out as priests, not allowed to say Mass publicly, nor to wear clerical garb. Some have had their cases sent to Rome for laicization. That means being officially removed as priests. Interim Diocesan Communications Director Greg Tucker says these are mostly elderly men who remain eligible for their pensions, as well as eligible for Social Security and Medicare. Tucker says this decision revolves around the diocesan bankruptcy case.
An issue has arisen regarding priests that have had substantiated allegations brought against them, often many, many years ago, that they should no longer receive any form of financial support from the diocese, and the diocese has agreed to that.
For an undetermined number of the 23 priests, they may also lose their housing since they live in diocesan-owned property, like rectories. Tucker says that has to be worked out. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.